This is the County Facilities Committee meeting. All members are present. We have approved the agenda, and we have a motion pending to approve the minutes of May 5, 2009, May 21st, 2009. Mr. James, you've asked us to look at the page 8, line 30. We'll do that. Thank you. All opposed? All opposed? None opposed. The minutes are approved. Is there any public participation? Hearing none. The first item for committee review and action is a space utilization request at Brookins by Parenting. Make sure I say it right, Peter. Parenting by Love and Limits. Did I say that? With Love and Limits. Parenting by with Love and Limits. And this would be the space that would be vacated by Child Support Enforcement, which we approved at the May 21st meeting, with them going into the former highway space. And we have with us tonight Peter Tracy and Joe Gordon and Julia Reitz and another gentleman who I do not recognize. Apologize. Pardon?
Leon Bryson.
Leon, thank you for being here. Do we have a spokesman that's going to describe this space utilization request?
I can start, and then other people can chime in. First off, this is a cooperative venture between the Mental Health Board, the state's attorney, court services, and the purpose of this is to really improve the juvenile justice system in Champaign County, the entire system, starting at the front end. And that's been an area that I know that our state's attorney has been very interested in getting, you know, some consistency across the county. And this program will be available for front end as well as the deep end cases, clients. And the cooperation that has resulted in the design of this program has involved the selection of this evidence-based practice, which is called Parenting with Love and Limits. It's out of Savannah, Georgia. It's the Savannah Family Institute. And we discovered this at a conference. It was actually a judges and state's attorneys conference on juvenile justice in St. Louis, where a number of evidence-based practices were being showcased. And we vetted it. Actually, Joe Gordon contacted a variety of sites where this program is functioning to determine how, you know, what the juvenile justice systems in those other areas felt about it and how it was working. And, you know, we discovered that it's delivering. And so we were very pleased with the idea of moving forward with this. And the result is that we're using some of the quarter cent money, approximately $550,000 in Mental Health Board money, and then some, I think it's Alternatives to Detention grant money. Is that right?
Correct.
So it's a braiding of funding from a variety of different sources to implement this program. Leon Bryson, who is here, is an employee of Prairie Center, and he is the coordinator or the manager of this program. Leon is a master's level therapist who's been with Prairie Center and has worked with kids that are have juvenile justice issues as well as substance abuse and mental health issues. And we're very lucky to have him. One of the recommendations that was made by Dr. Sells, who is the PLL person, was that the team, and we're talking about six therapists, three front end and three back end, need to be in a separate location, not back in their agencies. We don't want them based at Prairie Center or the Mental Health Center, because there's sort of a rich tradition of people retreating to their offices as opposed to working with the kids. And the other thing is that in addition to Dr. Sells wanting it this way, the people in the juvenile justice system, Connie Kaiser and Joe Gordon, felt that it was important to have the people available, the PLL team available close to the detention center, close to the courthouse, so they can run over and participate in court hearings and so forth. And so we tried to originally get this set up at the detention, at the juvenile detention center. The space there really isn't adequate for what we wanted to do. Leon has been making a valiant effort to make it work, but it's not been working. So at this point, we've identified this space, and the request from the state's attorney is in your in the material that you've gotten. We think it would be very important to, you know, that at this point, an in-kind contribution from the county to allow us to use the space at no charge, as I said, an in-kind contribution, until such time as we can pay rent. And the ultimate goal would be to be a paying customer. And at this point, we have just expended the limit of our resources. We don't have any extra money available. As I said, we're talking about $550,000 to get this program up and running, and not counting the other contributions from Quarter Cent and Joe Gordon's grants. So that's the rationale for making the request, and we would really like your consideration on that. I don't know if anybody else wants to add anything.
I wanted to suggest that the level, the value of the contribution, if it were to be, is it now? Are you on the same fiscal year as us?
Yes, we are on the same fiscal year, but the contracts, our contracts run July to June, so that they match the state fiscal year.
Well, let's figure out a monthly basis. The space is about 2,500 square feet. What we charge the paying tenants here in the building is about $5. So you're roughly talking, I think, about $1,000 a month, right, Deb? So whatever month, can you tell us the amount of time that you're talking about that you would want it to be in kind?
Well, the request was through November of 10.
Okay, so that would be 12 plus five, about $17,000, $18,000. That's really what you're asking the county to contribute. I was just trying to quantify it so that you knew what it was they were asking.
But right. I think that's the, you know, as far as we're concerned, we will probably have money available prior to that, but that gives us a little breathing room.
Okay. That's fine. I had a couple of questions for terms that you used. You used the phrase evidence-based. Mm-hmm. Can you sort of explain that? And then the second question I have generically is this space, I realize size-wise, and maybe Leon can address this, is it bad to be in the detention center or good to be in the detention center, or is it better to have independent space, I guess? I don't. So I have the two. What is evidence-based? What is that?
Okay. Evidence-based practice is a term that's used to identify programs that have been proven by third-party researchers to be effective and to work. And
so there's a empirical support.
Yes.
Okay.
Not just from the people that are doing it, but actually a third party looks at it. And to be registered as an evidence-based practice, and this program is registered in two places. It's registered with two federal offices. One is the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, and the other is SAMHSA, which is Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. So this program has passed muster with both of those and is listed as an evidence-based practice. And the part of what we will be purchasing from them, it costs us roughly $150,000 a year to purchase this because they have proprietary rights to the manuals. It's a highly structured, manualized approach. And in addition to the approach, we're purchasing the fidelity oversight of the model. And so basically, Leon's team, actually, in addition to being trained and certified, and they went through a full week's training, very intensive training actually with clients, in addition to being certified, every 2 weeks there's a two-hour conference call where they talk about cases, and in addition, they also submit videos of sessions to make sure that they are being true to the model, that there is fidelity to the model. So And that goes on during the term, the entire term of the contract. So what we end up, the research shows that if you train people to do an approach and you don't give them the supervision and the oversight, in about 6 months they sort of slide back to doing what they used to do. This is a model that assures that we will continue doing consistently the same approach. And then another piece of what we're buying is that there will be an independent researcher that's going to be reviewing the data and tracking the outcomes. So that's what an evidence-based approach is.
Thank you. Then, Leah, my question about what's the advantage of this space at Perkins as opposed to space at the detention center?
I think we're talking about space. Space is the key here. And when we talk about space, we're talking about space being a common. Room to meet with the family, for supervision, conference calls, privacy is very critical here. We need to have office space that will have doors. It sounds simple, but it's very key for what we're trying to do here. The difference between JDC and here. That are located at JDC, and we thank Connie and where the space isn't as conducive as it should be. There's staff coming in and out, so the space is very. This program flow as fluid as possible. Place where there's just a number of things. I mean, I could keep going on, but
okay.
If I can add too, part of what the process of this program is group meetings with the families and the therapists, and then with the young people and the therapists also, which I think at this point is being done at the detention center, but it is a locked facility. And people have to go through security kind of into the office area, which is not really supposed to be public access space in order to have the meetings and that sort of thing. Besides the fact that this is a program where we're really trying to get people out of the detention center, so the atmosphere is not necessarily, you know, the one that we're trying to promote, whereas this space that we're talking about here, where support enforcement is currently, it has a separate entrance, and so it would be accessible without having to go through the main areas of Brookins, and can be used after hours, which is another key part of this program. Peter was talking about getting people out of their comfort zone. This is really a program that operates after 5 o'clock to get families in, be able to come in, you know, after their work schedules and be consistent with their needs. And so this this space has its own entrance and exit. I also like the fact that it's next to the basketball court. We were talking about getting the park district involved in some kind of a cooperative agreement with us so that our kids could, you know, use park district facilities at maybe a reduced rate or something like that. And so those, and this space also has a pretty big open area once we move our file cabinets that we have in there for support enforcement that would be good for these group meetings that I'm talking about. There really also, I think, would be little to no need for any kind of renovation of the space. It's already divided up into offices with doors and that sort of thing. So there'd be little to no, if any, construction that would be necessary once we get those file cabinets out of there.
I should also mention, too, that they would still have access to the detention center and the space out there. So when they're seeing juveniles at the detention center, they would still have that temporary space. But when they really get into the family sessions and so forth, that would really be conducive to them having space, not only close to the courthouse, to the detention center, but to have their own area where they conduct sessions.
Questions? Mr. James?
Well, I have a few questions and a few concerns. First of all, we just discussed this issue at our last meeting in May about space utilization here, and it seemed to me that we need to have a plan that we've talked about in the past, and sort of, I know we're going to come up with different things from time to time. And then when I was looking at this, and I heard you say, is it $5 per square foot is what I heard you say the cost was, and that includes utilities, I assume?
Ms. Busey? Okay. Doesn't include utilities or?
We bill in addition the true cost of utilities and custodial on top of the $5 for those tenants who pay $5.
Okay, so were they asking for that to be waived?
What about, what's your position on utilities and custodial?
He's the man with the money.
Well, we were asking for it to be waived, yeah, but I think that's a negotiation point.
Okay, well, looking at this letter, the date of the letter, and I know that it's coming to this meeting, but this letter was basically something that was already being put forth. Going by the date of the letter.
I understand. It was news to me.
Okay.
I knew nothing about it.
Okay, because at our last meeting, it was after that date. And then I would ask, when we moved the Child Advocacy Center to a temporary location, was that location looked at for possible use since it was somewhat geared to what you're talking about?
You mean out of public health?
No, well, public health was going to be my next one because I know they have plenty of room, but I forget where we temporarily moved them before they went to public health.
We didn't. We went directly to public health.
I thought we went to some... Oh, it didn't? Okay. Well, see, I got lost in transition like the movie again. And then the other thing... has anybody else, and I'm going to ask this because I asked at the last meeting when we asked about the spatialization, has anybody else come forward that is aware of this, or are they not aware of it, or has anybody made any comments about needing that space?
Mr. Weibel?
The only needs that I've talked to people is they're looking for better storage space or more storage space, with the exception of our corner, but his case is unique, and I'm sure we're all familiar with that.
And I could add that periodically the Regional Planning Commission will talk about the fact that it may need more space, but at this point they're not ready to commit to when and exactly how much and what type of space they would be looking for in the future.
Okay. Well, then on my follow-up, going back to the public health building, was that not conducive to this type of operation?
That wouldn't be conducive because it's so far away. Part of what the therapists do is they come to court, and so it would be really difficult. I mean, it's over in Champaign off of Neal Street. It's not really convenient to coming to court, to coming to the detention center, and frankly, I don't know what kind of space they have available for rental that wouldn't require a lot of renovation at this point. Mr. Weibel might have a better idea of that.
I can't say for sure, but I suspect it would have to be remodeled.
So, one last question. Is this just a daytime operation then? Because I was hearing talk about...
No, it's both.
Okay. So why would it matter then how close they are to the courthouse? I feel like as a citizen, I live in Rantoul, and I have to go to the courthouse, and I realize it's more convenient, but in times when you're looking at all the avenues as far as cost and that, a little jaunt in a car is not as expensive as, giving people free rent and stuff.
Well, I understand, but I don't know that we have any money to pay mileage. We certainly don't have money to buy Leon a car to drive across town back and forth. And I don't think we don't have the money to do the renovations that would be necessary to do out at the CUPHD building. The renovations that we had to do for the Children's Advocacy Center were extensive. I don't recall the final bill. Perhaps Mr. Inman has a better idea of that, but Right. So that's going to cost more than the $17,000 that we're talking about here as far as rent goes.
Mr. Benson.
I'm assuming we have no one else that's a quote-unquote paying customer asking for this space. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And no thoughts of anyone that may or will be looking for this in the next year to 18 months that they're asking for? I know I'm asking you to forecast something, but...
Ms. Busey?
Again, RPC periodically talks about the fact for increased space. At this point, they're not committing to when they might need it. They do pay when they, you know, absorb space at Brookins. But also, I think part of their programming is compatible with this program as well. So it's even possible that they could cohabit space with this program if there were enough space there.
And I can expand on that. RPC is going to be running our juvenile diversion program, which when Peter was talking about front-end cases, that's what that means. It's kids who haven't been brought into the court system yet, so we call them front-end as opposed to back-end kids who have already been in the court system. And RPC is going to be monitoring station adjustment cases for the police departments. That's part of the quarter-cent sales tax money. And so I could see this space being utilized by both Parenting with Love and Limits and the RPC station adjustment program mm-hmm. in a cooperative way because they really are working together.
Mr. Richards?
Sounds like a great program. Thanks for putting this together.
Like it's going to be costing the county any money. Ms. Reitz touched on this somewhat, but I hope there's going to be any cost at all to us moving them in there.
From what way it's being explained to me, no, it'll be minimal. I can't imagine we won't have to do a little bit of painting, but other than that, maybe a carpet cleaning. So it's going to be very minimal. And if I may add one little comment about it, this is not prime real estate, folks. This is a renovated locker room, and there are no windows, and it is conducive to access from the outside. That is the one major good component to it.
I can tell you that my support enforcement people have been miserable in there for
and I think Mr. Gordon's troops were able to survive the amount of time that they used it as a space prior to going back to the courthouse. I could never see it ever being used for the coroner. RPC might be able to cohabitate, but I think it needs a special operation. Quite honestly, because normal day-to-day operations within county government are just not really too conducive to that particular space.
Mr. Smucker?
The space that we had talked about in the May 21st meeting is going to be occupied by folks who were in this space and then some other folks coming from it. And I assume that... The space they're going to is much bigger, is that correct? And you're going to pay for that, your officer or what's that?
The general corporate.
This is
the general corporate fund will be. Well, so we're paying ourselves for it. Okay.
Mr. Jay.
The program sounds great. Don't have a problem with the program. I have a problem with the space over here. And we hear this. We heard it the last meeting. We get beat up all the time because there's not enough space here to go around. Here again, we're taking the space that I'm not sure has been advertised to the folks here that might need it and might be able to utilize it. And I just can't understand why we can't address this issue in a different matter. If the chair would put a subcommittee together of us, and let us study the space problems here at Brookins and find out the request of those who might need or do need this space before we make those decisions.
I just respond. The chair doesn't make subcommittees, but if that's a motion, I'll entertain that as a motion if somebody will second it.
I'll second it.
Okay. The motion is to create a subcommittee to study space utilization at Brookins. Discussion.
Thank you. Let's get on with the program and get the study done and over with so we know actually what we're doing. I think from what we hear, that there are uses here at Brookins that may need or may not need and can use this space. I have not been in this space. I don't know anything about it.
You have.
Pardon?
You have.
I have?
Yeah.
When was I in there?
We toured the entire building. We went from space to space. We went in this locker room a couple years ago.
It didn't look like a locker room to me then.
You
I'm
have,
sorry.
You have been in the space, John. I was there with you.
Okay, thank you. But the point is, we got a corner sitting here that's been after. This may not work for him. I think we need to give the folks in Brookins an opportunity to see if any of them can use this space before we go out and start a new program, which will probably outgrow this space in time. And we're not stifling this program. It's existing now, not like they want it to exist, but it is existing until at least we could get together and figure out what would be the best use for the space that's available at Brookins.
Mr. Bansal.
Thank you. Yeah, struggling with my voice tonight. I do agree with John, but I support this program. It's a good program, anything we can do to try to head folks in the right direction before they get in trouble is very good. I think preventive is certainly the best measure. My question, and Denny, I agree with you on this space issue there. It's not prime real estate. My question was more of a due diligence for my own mind that I would feel guilty if 3 weeks from now I found out that we gave away space that someone wanted to pay for, particularly with the county's financial concerns. So I'm satisfied with that answer. And the only problem I have with any of this is I don't know if it's a procedural issue or what it is, and I will support this tonight, but I don't like the date of this letter, the fact that this letter predates the meeting that we had where we even discussed this and voted on this. So it just almost seems like we're being spoon-fed information as someone sees fit, and that I don't like.
Okay. Ms. Reese, I'll let you or Ms. Busey address that. I did not see this letter.
This letter came after your last county facilities meeting and was placed with the agenda materials for the next county facilities meeting. And there was a fairly late determination that there had to be a meeting about the allocation of the space and highway for support enforcement. By the time the determination was made that you needed to have a meeting before the May 21st board meeting, this letter had already been placed with the June agenda items. And we don't pull agenda items that are set for the next meeting. That meeting was specific for one issue only. So if it's anyone's fault, it's my fault that you didn't have it on the 21st. But my understanding was that meeting was to consider only moving the support enforcement and civil staff to the old highway space. And this was secondary to that. I would also like to speak to this if I could, although I know you have a motion about a subcommittee on the floor, so I was going to speak to this proposal. Is that?
Well, let's deal with the subcommittee issue first. Mr. Weibel, do you have something on the subcommittee issue?
Actually, I was going to talk about what Mr. Bansal just said. I was going to concur with what Deb said. I knew of this request. I did not see this in copy. But I also knew that we would not have time at the 6:30 meeting to discuss both issues. And that's why I thought it was appropriate not to discuss this issue at that meeting. And again, I was aware of the request. I had heard the request to come. Well, in fact, for months now I've been hearing that there's interest in this space by the state attorney's office. No question about that. But so I didn't go. And I heard about it again, that there actually was a request, but I had not seen it.
Mr. James.
Well, on the subcommittee issue, I would say Mr. Jay's comments, I think it would alleviate some of this coming in at the last minute, and we'd have sort of a plan, like I stated earlier. We could look at it and say, no, we've already got something on the horizon here that we're working on, unless it's a desperate need. And it would quit some of this, well, who needs this, who wants that, and then everybody would have a chance, like he said, that they could submit a proposal, and it could be reviewed. And I know we've talked about a lot of space needs before, and like Mr. Jay, I remember going through that place when we walked around, but 2 years ago, I sometimes forget what my backyard looks like, and I'm not trying to be funny on that, but I do. And what Mr. Weibel just said, that's fine and dandy, and I know we're talking about this, but since he spoke to the issue, I will. Everybody that basically is in this room tonight that was aware of that letter was at that meeting, and somebody could have spoke up and said, we might even have a tenant for that room once we vacate it. I mean, just said something like that, put it out on the table so that it isn't like we've been blindsided. And that's, I mean, it's all perception. It's just perception. But that's how we look at things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
Just a minute.
Sorry.
This is still my meeting.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to believe me. I knew absolutely nothing about this. I knew absolutely nothing about this space utilization request at that meeting. I would have said it if I had known it. I discussed with the chair whether or not anybody in the building was interested in the highway space. I know he went around and talked to everybody about the space request. We're talking about the people in the building. I sometimes feel like no matter what I do or how I bring it forward, I'm not doing it right. We need long-range planning. I don't have any money for that. I don't have any money for this. I sort of take them as they come. This came. It's an agenda item. I sort of understand where everybody's coming from. Ms. Reitz.
Well, I'll take responsibility for not saying anything at the last meeting, and I'll tell you why I didn't say anything. It's because I didn't know about the last meeting until I got the notice of the emergency last-minute meeting. I had already sent that letter, and when we went to the meeting, there seemed to be such contention about moving up to the highway space that Mr. Ziegler and I decided that if we brought this up at that point, that we would basically seem like we were being greedy. And so we let you decide about the highway space. Because if you'd decided no about the highway space, then this wouldn't have even been, you know, an issue, because it wouldn't have mattered. So I hope that the question of what to do with this particular space and whether or not to allow PLL to occupy it, you know, a space that I don't think anybody else wants. I know the coroner doesn't want it. Right, Dwayne?
I'm sorry. Did you say right?
That's correct.
All right.
It will not work for the coroner's office.
Thank you.
And I think, as Mr. Bensel was suggesting, if nobody else wants it and we can move into that space without having to do anything to it, why not do that? And if somebody else comes along and says they want it and they have some money to pay for it, then we can, you can kick us out or kick PLL out. But I'm hoping that we don't let what could be a really good thing for the kids in this county and for this program get kind of confused in politics, frankly, which is the reason why I didn't say anything at that last meeting, and perhaps I should have.
Now let's see if we can combine ourselves, our board members, to the question of subcommittee first, so we can get a vote on that. Okay. Is that what your comments are on, Mr. Richard?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if we call a question on the subcommittee since we seem to have moved on.
Okay. Is there a second for
second.
That? Second. Right, there's a second. All in favor of calling the question on the issue of subcommittee, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Call the roll on the issue of whether there should be a subcommittee.
Yes.
Say James.
Yes.
James.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Smucker.
No.
Weibel.
Yes.
Beckett.
No. Motion carries. Mr. Benson.
Back to the main motion, just real quickly. Two things. One, I'm not blaming you, and that wasn't aimed at you personally. That wasn't. It was strictly
a comment. I just
want to
make sure you understood. I had no idea.
And number two, I would not at all be in favor of giving them this space and then kicking them out if we find someone. I don't want you to think that. I when I commit to something, I want to commit to it. So I have no problem with this. And if we get somebody that comes in and wants to pay us for that 2 months from now, it won't have my vote.
Mr. Richards.
I'd like it if we could maybe schedule a 6:30 meeting before the full board meeting to vote on this, defer it till then, and maybe post it for the next 2 weeks so we could do our due diligence on that. I myself am in favor of this program taking the space, but there seems to be some concerns about whether there's anybody out there who might want the space.
Ms. Busey.
I would just like to ask the committee to consider a slightly different version of approval for this evening. You have a program that's operating out of the detention center that currently doesn't have enough space. You will soon have vacant space over here where support enforcement is moving out in early July. The move, from my understanding, could be easily and quickly implemented. The space is basically ready to move into. We maybe need to clean the carpet and paint a few spots, but other than that, I think within 2 days it could be ready to move into. I would request that you consider allowing this program to move into the space at no cost through November of 2009, giving us time and opportunity to review other space issues that are going on at Brookins, including the coroner's office issues and other space that may become available, looking at maybe through the subcommittee what the Brookins space issues are, and then working with this program through the fall months as we complete and prepare the fiscal year 2010 budget as to what the county, what General Corp can afford to do for this program in fiscal 2010 in terms of both space and whether or not we can continue subsidizing utilities, custodial, and rent. So that would just be a bit of an amendment to what the request is to you, that simply we allocate this temporarily for the remainder of this fiscal year, knowing that we're all going to work on a more permanent solution for this issue for in the future.
May I make that motion?
You may.
Thank you.
Is there a second by Richards? Discussion, Mr. Smucker.
Yeah, well, I think actually that this program, the Parenting with Love and Limits program, it's really brand new. It's only a couple, it's what hit the ground maybe a month ago, really. So, a couple months ago. So this is, I think, an innovative new program that we're doing, and that we should give it our full support. And you know, I think what Ms. Busey is suggesting and what's been proposed now is fine. I'm absolutely fine with letting them have that space and through 2010. And so I guess I'd support this motion, but I think that that this is a program that we have an opportunity to support and assist in this way, and that we should do it.
Any other discussion on the motion for this would be a temporary lease agreement through November 9, November 2009. Mr. Benson.
Just a quick question to Mr. Tracy or whoever. Do you see a problem or a concern with this motion? Does it hinder you in any way?
I don't. And, you know, I want to just add that we are in Brookins and we are paying customers, and we're just asking to, you know, ultimately we would like to be paying customers in this space. We have just committed so much money to this project to get it up on wheels that we don't have any extra right now. So just want to make sure you know that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'll indicate we don't have an agenda item tonight, but my inclination is the subcommittee would be three people. I'll put it on the agenda for the next meeting we have, which will be August, I hope. My suggestion would be Mr. Smucker, Mr. Jay, and Mr. Richards, with Mr. Richards as chair of the subcommittee. That's my initial thought. I'll talk to you individually if anybody has any other suggestion, but I'll put that on the agenda. Yes, Chair.
I will be an alternate if one of those desires not to be on it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Let's see. Courthouse Masonry Bell Tower Project. There's a project spreadsheet to entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Court, second by Richards. Discussion. Mr. Richards.
To be so, but are there any changes in this the last month?
I don't believe so.
No. Good.
Well, you approved several change orders to the architect's contract at the last board meeting, I believe, and those are now reflected on this spreadsheet and under the changes under the architect's.
All right.
Which did change the total project budget amount.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Physical plant monthly reports, which are at your desk tonight. Mr. Reinhardt?
I have no comments at this time. Just like to say that the utilities are tracking as expected so far this year. Our jail repair and maintenance light items are running higher than normal for this time of the year. We've had some unexpected repairs and some electronic issues for those facilities.
Questions of Mr. Reinhardt? Mr. Richards.
Just a couple questions on these line items. One of them was going to be for the 1905 and satellite jail repairs and maintenance. Could you just go into a little more detail about what those repairs were?
Certainly. Satellite jail repair and maintenance, we have had some serious issues, serious repairs with water heaters, multiple leaks we've had attempted repairs on. We're still dealing with that. We've had air conditioning startups this spring where we've had to replace some expansion valves of some of the original equipment that, even though we've replaced multiple compressors, there's still ongoing maintenance on our rooftop units.
And my other question on this was, it looks like water service is fairly significantly up. Are we using more water, or is it the rates?
It's the rates.
Okay.
That's the 40-45% increase, and expected another 35 to come or so.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Other questions? Entertain a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Mr. James.
Second.
Chair Weibel. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Chair's reports. I think the only thing that I want to say is that we anticipated having a report at the April board meeting from our attorney about the arbitration. And Mr. James and I have maintained contact with each other about sort of the progress of where we are. The arbitration, as you know, is currently scheduled in August. We have not discussed anything else about it because the only knowledge that we have is really confidential matter in confidential sort of closed session, and I really haven't wanted to schedule a closed session meeting of this group. It, to me, that doesn't make any sense. If there was going to be a closed session about the status of the litigation or where the attorneys say we are, it really ought to be at a full board meeting. And at the April meeting, at the last moment, Chair Weibel and I found out that Mr. Phoebus wasn't even going to be here. He was going to send someone from his office, and I was just afraid that what was going to happen is somebody's going to say da-da-da-da-da, and she would say, well, I'll have to ask Joe. And so we really wouldn't have a very meaningful meeting. So I asked Chair Weibel to cancel it, and he agreed and it really was at the last moment to do it. So there's no... other than the fact that it's confidential, the things that we have to talk about, I would ask that the members either talk to us one-on-one, Mr. James or I, one-on-one. We're happy to let you know what we know of where we are right now, but it isn't public information right now. It's attorney-client stuff. So that's really all I had to report, but as I say, one-on-one, I'd be happy to talk to any of you. Yes?
Do you recall when in August the arbitration is? Early or late? I'm just
first 2 weeks.
Okay,
first 2 weeks of August, and it's here. It's here in town. Okay. Request for installation of water line, Mr. Inman.
Good evening. This evening, in your agenda, I provided a memo. Having been in contact with Urbana Park District, what they would like to do is install a water line that would connect to the current water main that runs parallel to Art Bartel Road. They would bore underneath a portion of Art Bartel and then run it across a small portion of the county land and then connect to an existing water service over by between the ball fields and closer to the grade school. To do that, they need your approval. And when presented with the agreement, I noticed a couple items in there which I think are substantial enough to bring to the committee to get approval, so upon your concurrence, we can go back to Urbana Park District, get with legal, and have this back for the June county board meeting. And those recommendations are, number one, it's to make the service agreement for 5 years, which is exactly what we did with the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District. All contractor employees who do come on county property to do work, they need to go through a screening, so that makes it consistent there. County Board would be named as the additional insured. Closing of Art Bartel is prohibited for obvious reasons. The staging equipment would be on Urbana Park District property. This particular campus is very busy in the evenings, seemingly 7 days a week. So it needs to be situated in such a location that it doesn't curtail those activities, but also allows the through traffic to take place. And then any damage to our Bartell, I mean, we spent a significant amount of money. It took a lot of time and effort to get that road in such great condition. It's going to last you a long time. And by having an activity like this, in case something does happen, we would request that the county engineer have significant input on bringing it back up to the status where it is currently. And then, of course, having a local presence on the project, Mr. Reinhardt would be able to work with them on a day-to-day basis to make sure that we're not cutting power lines, water lines that aren't supposed to be cut, et cetera, and that the project would move almost non-noticeable, I guess is the way to say it. So what I'm requesting is that you accept my recommendations, allow the administrators to go back and work with their Banner Park district, get into a form that incorporates those, and then if it works out, we bring it to you at the June or July county board meeting for approval. This is a good project, by the way.
So we can get this. I'll entertain a motion to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with your Banner Park district for installation of water line on county property as set forth in the letter of May 11, 2009, subject to the additional limitations of Mr. Inman's memo of May 29, 2009.
I'll move it.
Is there a second? Ms. Cohort. Mr. James.
Am I understand they're wanting to do all this work mainly to put irrigation and some drinking fountains in?
Yes, sir. They have a failed system on the east side of the park.
Oh, really?
And we knew that had problems when we did the Scottswood subdivision. We run lines through there. And part of the problem with the flooding was the failing of that particular system over there. And with all the money that we received from the state and everybody else, we were able to take care of part of it. But this is one section that was not included in that work.
And they're going, if I read that right, from an 8-inch to a 2-inch?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next item is whether or not we should have a July committee meeting. I'll tell you, issues that I see that are open are our work on the Gill building and with the coroner regarding his space needs. Ms. Busey, I know you're active on that. And Mr. Northrup, you're here. Is that something that we're going to have fruits by July, or is that something that would fit in August as an August agenda item?
My goal was to have that information for August. I don't think we'll have it by the 1st of July.
Okay. What other July issue would we have? Are there any that any of the committee members have in mind for a July meeting if we had one? We'll give our subcommittee a chance to work. No, we don't have a subcommittee yet. I can't. The problem is it's not on the agenda, so I can't really
could
do
you,
it.
Could you do it in July because items do not have to go to committee first in July?
Yeah, I agree.
Policy is going to approve a resolution that says items don't have to go to committee first, so could you do it at the July board meeting to appoint the subcommittee?
We could appoint the subcommittee in July? Okay.
Right.
Okay, so I will talk with the individuals that I suggested, and if they're not interested, then we'll find somebody else to be on the subcommittee to do it. All right. Did we have... the only thing we have for full board is the water line, and it seems to me that's not a... That couldn't possibly be a consent item because it involves some legal. Mr. Smucker.
Can I just ask a question in terms of other business? A couple months ago, we gave, I think what we did is we allowed to put out bids on shingles on the courthouse roof. Is that what we did? We said we would go ahead and ask for bids on that. Can I just ask where that's at?
Well, I think we accepted a contract.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. We accepted the contract.
Advanced Roofing. Yeah, we approved a contract with Advanced Roofing. We got bids back.
Has that work started yet?
Yes.
It has.
On the west side, certainly.
Okay, that's why I just wanted to get an update on that. And the other one is, at one point you had said that somebody from CDAC was working with us, with the energy efficiency group. Can we get an update on that? Are they active? Have they delivered any report, or what's going on?
What I know of is the following. Mr. Martinez, who is the graduate assistant who is assigned to the Brookings facility, I believe he has some preliminary information on solar for Brookings. I have held off contacting them, working on the formula for the committee to be able to report the utilities reductions, that kind of thing, because we're not done yet with the grants, and I want to get done with that before we bring them in at the last piece to create the reporting, because the reporting for the grants and reporting to the committee, I think, are going to probably be a little bit two different things. And that is about all I know from CDAC point of view.
Okay. Would it be possible to get the contact information of the person who's doing the work, just to touch base with them and see where it's at?
Mm-hmm.
Could you send that to me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else have other business? Hearing none, we're adjourned.
I'm going to go to the store.